Don't raise your hands, but I wonder how many of you have already done some Christmas shopping. How many of you have put up your trees or lights at your house, gone to a Christmas party, or scheduled your Christmas event with your family? And how might that number compare to the number of us who have gone to confession during Advent? A lot of times we do a very good job of preparing for Christmas, but not the greatest job preparing for Christ. And John the Baptist in our gospel today reminds us what is necessary to prepare for Christ. Two things. The first is a desert experience. John the Baptist's church was in the desert. It said that the word of God came to him in the desert. Not in the temple, not while he was out Christmas shopping, but in the desert. A place where you're free from all the stimuli of life. I love coming in this church in the late at night when nobody's in here, in the dark. It's a little scary, but in the dark. And just being with God. So quiet, except for the maple traffic, but quiet. You'll notice that during Advent we wear purple or violet. This is symbolic of the kingship of Jesus. He's coming as our king at Christmas. But purple is also a color that has come to symbolize penitence or repentance for us as Christians. A time of getting out all the stuff that fills our lives to make room for Jesus. Create a desert experience for yourself this Advent. Now, that might seem threatening at first. I know for me it was the first time that I was asked to do an 8-day silent retreat. Chris, have you done one of those? Five? Only five. Well, you'll get there. Once you've done five, three more isn't that bad. Someday before I die, I'd like to make the whole 40-day Ignatian retreat. But I remember going in and that first day, fine, I can go on retreat for a day. Second day, a little boring, but, you know, we're getting by. Yeah, by day five, it's starting to hurt, you know. Why? Because you know what? When we're quiet and all that stimuli is not there to fill up our ears and bring us little joys and distractions, we start seeing ourselves for who we are. We hear who we really are. And sometimes we don't like it, or we know we're not quite who we should be. Don't let that scare you. That's exactly where God wants you to be. And if you persist through that in prayer, He can bring you out on the other side a new creation. Remember what Jesus did before He began His ministry. He spent 40 days and 40 nights out in the desert. He was tempted, right? Three major temptations, symbolizing all the temptations in the world. But what happened at the end? It said angels came and ministered to him. The same thing will happen for you. The second thing that John teaches us about our preparation for Christ, not just Christmas, is to make straight our paths. And when I think of a path, I think of our vocations. Not just your jobs, but your heavenly vocation. Are all of you called to be saints? Oh, for 5 years I've been trying to get that one down. Are all of you called to be saints?
Yes.
Yes, and only saints go to heaven. You don't have to be canonized. Goodness knows I won't. But you gotta be a saint to go to heaven. Every single one of you, the person you married, the children you were given, the parents you were given, the roommates you were given, the children in your school that you were given, they're all there to lead you to heaven. Every single one of them. An avenue, part of your vocation, part of that journey towards God. And it happens in every moment. You know, I don't have a hard time accepting that, you know, being a priest at a parish with a school, yeah, that can lead me to heaven. But when this morning we were over doing demo in the school, several of you were there with me, and people kept coming over, "Father Matt, Father Matt, Father Matt, Father Matt." This is what it must be like for a mother with a bunch of small children, right? Mom, 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 mom. And you're like, okay, what was the first thing that I was supposed to do? You know? And you'd be walking one direction, somebody pulls you another. Yes, even in those instances, we're called a vocation to become holy. In fact, it's by being patient, merciful, loving in those moments that we become holy. And perhaps one of the best things we can do as Catholics to make our path straight and get back on that vocation, that calling, is to make a good confession. We'll have an opportunity next Sunday, not tomorrow, but the following Sunday, the 13th, here in this church. It's in the bulletin. I think it's 7 p.m. I'll have an extra confessor on hand, an opportunity to make our straight path preparing for Christ and Christmas. I've told you this before. Many of you are very generous to me as a pastor at Christmas, and I thank you for that. But the one thing that I want more than anything is for you to come and do just that. Make your straight path. Come to confession. It's the only gift I need. Preparing for Christmas can and should be a very joyful experience. Parties, decorating, good food, good friends, good fun. And I want to encourage you to find a way in these few weeks before Christmas that remain to have that desert experience, even if just for half a day, to go out to the Spiritual Life Center, to come to the church, maybe to take your family on a little half-day pilgrimage to another church in town, leave the radio off on the way. Create that desert experience for yourselves, to be alone and apart from the world, and to make straight your path, so that you're not just preparing for Christmas, but truly preparing for Christ.